Hi, my name is Natalia. I'm a PhD student. And that person in the picture, it's me, watching a drone flying over maize nursery in College Station, Texas. And this is how I spend most of my time at Texas A&M University, when I'm not sitting in front of a computer trying to figure remote sensing data out, as you can see. And drone flying crop fields are now possible in our reality, because someday someone imagined it. And what is science if not a constant exercise of imagination? And this is what me and those guys imagined. So if you can phenotype your population using remote sensing techniques, and that's what we call high throughput phenotyping, can we use these measures to identify genotypic variation, since variability is the apple of the eyes of any breeding program? And further on, can spectral related phenotypes as vegetation indices, they're completely color based, can they be used to predict or to identify genotypic variation? And we try to answer these questions for maize, and this is what we found. So we were mostly interested in these three phenotypes, the number one being plant NGRDI. NGRDI is a vegetation index that you can obtain from RGB images. And by plant, we mean that we are not considering the soil. So we're only getting data from leaf surface. We're also interested in canopy cover and plant heights. So the answer to our question is yes. Part of the phenotypic variation can be explained by the genotype. And we can also find, we can observe a temporal pattern where the genotypic explained variance increases throughout the season and reaches its peak by flowering time for our vegetation index and also for canopy cover, and it keeps increasing throughout the season for plant heights. And if we look at these growth curves of different genotypes here, hybrids, these growth curves are our vegetation index by time. So if we look at them, we can see at the vegetative peaks, our curves differ, which confirms variability. But there's also another interesting point, that is the commercial checks, they are the dotted curves. They're different from each other, but the growing curves from the hybrids, they share a common parent. They're similar, which brings us another question. So is this phenotype heritable? And brings us more questions for future work. So what is about the heritability? And how can it impact our decisions in maize breeding? So can we select for NGRDI? And the most important for our program is yield correlation. So is this correlated to yield, so I can select it for? And if you want to have more information about the research, come to see us by the poster 412. Yes, thank you.